Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Texter says, you mean confrontational Colin didn't tell him to get lost?
He didn't!
No. Come on, Colin, this is when you got to step up!
Seriously, man.
So we brought up, what is the etiquette? Like I said, this should not happen in 2024. You shoot someone a text or a call, we can debate how much notice, and people are giving me a hard time. Reason number 17562 of why I hate Costa needs 24-hour notice for people to bother him. Jim, you're a DB. You should be happy someone wants to see you, your catio, and your tiny car. Jim, you continue to tick me off. In the 90s, the drop-by was the norm. Now you millennials with your technology are high and mighty little bitches. That's just a sampling of what we've received.
Oh, well, it is a time of the signs of when we grew up.
You want me to keep going?
Headphones.
Costa needs his friends to submit a notarized letter requesting a home visit 5 business days in advance. Could you please? Before we get back to the phones.
Could you be any more unwelcoming?
I just think a little notice goes a long way.
You said 24 hours. That's a
Yeah, 24 hours. Hey, tomorrow.
I'm going to lunch with my brother
at
on
2:15
Thursday. Yeah, give me a couple days notice. No, I mean, in actuality, it depends on the person, but typically if I'm going to have plans, I want to know in advance.
Wow.
I want people just unexpectedly dropping by.
I had no idea you were so busy.
Texter from Connor says, I don't want people to come over even when they're invited.
Well, yeah, I mean, that when you control the invite, yeah, I get that.
If my own mother showed up without giving me heads up, I'd be upset. Jansen just likes to be a contrarian, going against the grain to be the tough guy.
No, I'm not trying to be just a contrarian. I don't mind it when close friends.
Family, you said, too.
Family, family, yeah, it's family open door policy.
My house is always a mess, so I don't like random guests. That's Craig in Livonia. Speaks to a little bit of time to tidy up before people walk in and take their shoes off inside your house.
So here's what we've, and this maybe is just a sign of the times. We've lost total need or want for personal interaction. I would much rather be able to, if you want to stop by, stop by, we can have a conversation, we can share stories, we can have a couple of laughs, maybe a beer or two. And instead of, like, I don't want to talk on the phone. You call me, I'm probably not going to answer. I'll respond to a text, but I'm not going to answer. I would just rather be able to have face-to-face interaction.
You mentioned close friends. John, does Tom ever stop by?
Not recently.
Amazing how society has changed. It's called company, unexpected or not. It was a happy moment to have unexpected visitors back in the day, 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
It's a ticket text.
I remember, I mean, we used to have at our church, it was Troy Baptist Church, and we would have people stop by all the time. And it was just an opportunity to sit down, and maybe it was on a Sunday. It didn't even have to be a Sunday. Obviously, when we got more, when we grew up and we were more active, it happened less because we were home less. But the unannounced drop-in and the ability to share a moment.
It's just, you couldn't announce yourself. I mean, I guess you could call on a landline.
Sure,
right,
yeah, but like, if you were driving by, you didn't have the ability to call from your car.
That's why you had to do that.
Yes.
Have you guys ever ran into people stopping by around dinner time and looking to be fed?
Oh.
Like if you're cooking dinner and somebody does a stop by. This is something that used to happen a lot more, Jim. It's probably,
I was going to say, this seems terrifying.
Yeah. So you're sitting there making food okay,
oh,
either.
Oh, wait, they're my pasta bolognese. They're going to see the can.
Mom spaghetti.
People do that still?
I think
that's very rare now. It is something we used to encounter with family, especially when I visited relatives in Kentucky. Like, we actually think there was one family member that did it intentionally.
See, this is what bothers me. It's the presumption, right? And now in this case, you're also presuming that you will be fed. Mm-hmm. You are going to be entertained. You're going to get to spend time that you didn't ask for ahead of time. You're just going to take and take and take. It's presumptive. Is what it is.
Well, you just have to be assertive. If you're the one that's at home and you're about to sit down to dinner, or if you're about to leave, just say, hey, I appreciate you stopping by. I've only got 5 minutes because dinner's about ready to come out. Or I've only got 5 minutes because
we're running out.
Yeah. We've got plans. I mean, you just have to be assertive. And
we're going out to dinner. We're going out to lunch. We're leaving. Kids got something going on.
Yeah. Hey, we're going out to lunch. And you can decide then, hey, we're going out to lunch. Would you like to join us?
Right. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's at a neutral location.
Let's get to the neutral site.
Yes.
No, nobody's got a home field edge. Let's go to Lexi and Fenton. Lexi, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning. I have very strong feelings about this, actually. A text is not sufficient. A call is necessary. And if I don't answer, please do not stop by. This actually came about because a family member stopped by unexpectedly that caught me in a otherwise compromised position,
uh-oh,
if you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's a very hard rule that I have. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks for calling.
Strong opinion. We knew people had strong opinions on this.
I mean, I don't answer phone calls really anyway, so a call would do. A text is all I need.
You wouldn't pick up like a phone call from a friend?
Probably not.
I would.
Wow.
I don't love talking on the phone. I just don't have time for that.
It's
easier for me to text.
Oh, I like talking on the phone.
I can text you back when it's convenient. Or I could call you back. Maybe I would call you back once I'm in the car.
Yeah.
But like trying to answer the phone while I'm doing other things. But I get what she's saying.
Because her point of the text is if she doesn't see it and you're on your way.
She's the phone call.
Yeah, you have to pick up the phone is what she said too. You can't just call and leave a message. You have to say it to me.
Right. Well,
over the phone.
And with, obviously, was it Operation Ghost Rider?
Yeah.
Like I want to be able to, I don't love talking on the phone, but I like it even less. Because now it's everybody in the car is going to hear it. So if I have the kids in there and I want to have a conversation and I want to be able to talk like I would normally talk, or I want them to be able to be themselves as soon as they call, hey, you're on speaker. Like, you know,
right.
And then they're like, oh, I'll call you back later. Like, I mean, it's very few people that I would actually, you know, do that to. But my closest friends who I said, hey, you're on speaker, they'd say, oh, who's in the car? Oh, you know, it's Jack and Ellie. And they would start talking to them as well and make them a part of the conversation.
So it's not weird.
Right.
Let's go to Brian in Northville. Brian, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good topic, because my wife and I argue about this all the time. So we compromise. Now when we stop to visit a friend, we call them from their driveway. We give them about 10-second notice.
I still think that's better than just knocking at the door. 10 seconds to me is better than no seconds.
When we walk in and we come in, you know, I'll break the ice with something like, you know, how long do I have to wait for a drink around here? And that gives them an opportunity to say, hey, we're heading out, or come on in, and you kind of read it then.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So you can read the social clues like, hey, they're really uncomfortable and they obviously have somewhere to go. And you're able to pick up on those and say, hey, we just wanted to stop in and say hi. We're on our way.
Exactly. And But I got to say this too. Our house is open all the time, and you don't have to take your shoes off in our house. We live in our house, and I tell them that immediately. But we just, I enjoy company stopping in, and hey, they catch us sometimes in the middle of dinner and that. We just put the plates in the sink and. But we're pretty easy. I'm pretty easy going at home. My wife's a little tougher, but she understands.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe you do this to people. You just show up and you're in their driveway and let me in.
Let me in.
10-second warning.
You're such a grump.
Let me in. More phone calls, ticket text, reactions. What is the rule? Because I do want to know. He says 10 seconds. Heather, you said 5-10 minutes. Like, what is the rule?
Yeah, 10 minutes, I would say. I'm in the area. Are you free?
Okay.
I'm going to stop by.
97.1.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.